Ramadan AM with Sabra and Shafiq.
And welcome back to the Ramadan AM show. Very quickly before we go to our next item, would you like to win a holiday for your family? Of course you would. Well, you can. Houdini Spa is giving away a holiday for free. Imagine that. For a family of six in their luxury Slung Hook villa. Sounds good. All you have to do, it's really easy. You SMS your name and Houdini Spa to 47913. Your name and Houdini Spa to 47913. We'll do a weekly draw on Friday, and that name goes into the main draw at the end of Ramadan, and you could be the winner. Imagine that. A holiday for a family of six in a luxury Slungwood villa. I wish it was me. And for great holiday deals, you can phone Houdini Spa on 023-349-8100. But to matters at hand. While the declaration of the Boer Kaap as a national heritage site has been a victory, the fight to protect the area from future developers seems to carry on. Block, we know who Block is, have sold off 40 Lion Street in the area to another company called Prime Point Properties. Okay, the big question, is the lion now wearing wolf's clothing? Is the wolf wearing lion's clothing? The person who knows everything about this is Osman Shabadin, chairperson of the Boer Kaap Civic and Ratepayers Association. Ozzy, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Shabi.
Okay, tell us about this. Mr. van Emden of Block selling to Prime Point Properties. I smell a rat.
Shafiq, there's more to it. I mean, there's a long history of Block that we know. They're building on the old St. Monica's hospital town. We're questioning the question of the sale that the city made to them. We're questioning the question of the revisionary clause that was there that disappeared mysteriously. There's a number of things that is that is there, that the baggage of St. Monica's own and Block. But what is more interesting is, as we can recall, Block actually took out an interdict against the community.
That's right.
To not interfere with their building processes or anything else, and to protest against their building. Now, that interdict is about to be heard on the 20th of June, coming June. Now, in the interim, what Block did, they then sold this building, technically substituted the building in the sense of sold it to Prime Properties. But what is more interesting in Prime Properties at Block is that the directorship is more or less the same.
Uh-huh, so it's the same people.
Yeah, besides Sea Properties.
Yeah,
so you get another one coming in at Prime, but it's at the Sea Properties. So what we are opposing is that Prime Properties would now like to substitute Block in the affidavit or in the court proceedings that's going to take place on the 20th. So we're questioning the legality of it, number one. We're questioning the sensibility of it and saying, okay, then why are you doing this cloak and dagger type of thing with us?
Is it because they might get a hiding? Is it because they might get a hiding in court?
I think it's more than that. I think the challenge that we have is that we don't realize that smaller victories have been achieved purely because I think that the pressure is on for Block. You must remember, Block is a property developing company.
Mm-hmm.
They not only have one building in Boer Kaap, they have a number of other. There are 14, 15, 16 different sites that they are developing and selling. So I gather from a business point of view, they are feeling the pinch. I'm just saying that off the rail, because the question is, why would they change the name? So, but that is besides the point. We are questioning, can Prime Properties now also inherit this interdict that they have and go to court?
Mm-hmm.
Is it legal? So that is what we're questioning at this moment in time.
And is there any clarity whether they can do it? Because to me it looks like one huge attempt at a sidestep on a rugby field where sometimes you sidestep into a tackle.
Absolutely. And I think But what the court did decide yesterday was, as a mutual agreement between us and the advocates of Block and Prime Properties, is basically the court would hear that before the interdict is heard on the 20th of June. Mm. So the court date for that is set for the 28th of May.
Ozzy, I believe there was something in court yesterday. Did anything happen there?
No, that's exactly what happened. In the sense that the advocates came together in front of the judge, and they made the deal that the next hearing would be, it was postponed for the 28th of May.
Right.
So it's quite interesting to actually see this proceedings going on. And you're quite correct. Everything doesn't seem to... You know, allow me to put it that way, you know. There's something that is not smelling good.
Yeah, so is it a question of wait and see, and your lawyers are busy loading their guns and sharpening their knives?
I think the biggest part in the whole process is trying to wear us down.
Of course, that's an old tactic, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the oldest tactic in the book.
You must remember, they got money. They're billionaires. They do whatever they have to do, and what they're the strongest in money. We're strongest in faith, and we're strongest in our resolve to fight. But the challenge is they're trying to wear us down. And for them, unfortunately, we're not backing off.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the oldest tricks in the book when it comes to this kind of litigation is to change the goalposts as much as you can. And to me, it looks like Mr. Van Emden is running around in Sea Point with the goalposts under his arm.
Yeah, and also, you know, just coincidentally, he was re-elected on the Sea Point Ratepayers Association in the old Banshee Bay area again about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in their AGM. So it is a greater plan to take over, you know, all these civic associations that basically give them a lot of challenges, and to capture these civic associations. So that when there is plans for development, you don't get opposition.
Yeah, and of course, Sea Point, there are plans to do things in connection with Sea Point swimming pool, but Ozzy, that's another program on its own. We're talking
Absolutely.
About the Pool Cup right now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So, from the Pool Cup side, would you say that we all have to hang on to our hats, and the 28th, that's going to be a big day?
Absolutely. The 28th is going to be a big deciding day whether we're going to court on the 20th, whether it's legitimate on the interdict. And also the 28th will decide whether the property transfer, the selling of the property from one to the other, is a legitimate transaction. So it's going to be very interesting.
And what happens if the whole thing was a sham, it was illegal, that Block got hold of the St. Monica's site through irregular and illegal means, what happens to the development? Does it get knocked down? Does it go to the community? What happens?
I think then people will have to decide, because that, remember the concrete structure of that building is quite, it's already finished.
Mm.
And I think at that time, the community and whoever is involved need to decide what to do with the problem. My personal opinion is, if it does that way, we need social housing in Burka. We
Why
need
not?
Affordable housing in Burka. We need people to be housed in Burka. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, social housing.
So Mr. Van Emden might, by default, have bought the Burka per residence some very beautiful flats.
Inshallah.
Osman Shabadin, chairperson of the Pool Cup Civic and Ratepayers Association. Thanks for chatting to us. Everything is the best.
I guess.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.